We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Foursquare Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
I'm excited to greet all listeners in Barbados, across the region, wherever you're hearing us. I greet you in the most powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is another version of our In God's Glory. I'm Reverend Dr. Lucille Beard, and in the studio with me today is my husband, Reverend Chris Beard, Apostle Chris Beard too. And we're glad to come back to you. We're enjoying bringing the word to you. We're enjoying Jesus with you.
Amen.
We're enjoying your comments. Thank you for sending those comments in to say that you're enjoying the program. You are encouraging us as we encourage you. And I give God praise and thanks for your encouragement. We believe that God has given us this chance to be able to share his word with you, to be able to let you know that there's a time coming in your life, even now in this 2025, that it's a new day, that his light is shining upon you. His glory is upon you, and the glory brings the new day. And the glory guarantees you that God's characteristics and his attributes are visibly manifested. Once the glory is in the house, you must see the attributes of God manifested. And you must see the characteristics of God manifested. So I'm going to ask Apostle Chris at this time to pray for us as we begin this segment. Apostle Chris, could you pray for us, please?
Sure, I can. Heavenly Father, what a joy, what an honor it is to call upon your name. What a joy it is to hear your voice responding to us. What a joy it is to feel your praises coming to us. And we're so happy because you're alive, because you live, we can face tomorrow, because you're victorious. We have not just a chance, we have an opportunity that can only be measured in grace and power and excessive love, that in spite of what we've gone through, this God we serve, this Savior we call Jesus that saves us, he is willing to take us from wherever we were. No matter how far down we've fallen, he is willing to take us up and bring us into purpose. So Father, we thank you for this privilege that we will call upon your name. May your name be magnified and honored in our lives. May your name be glorified and honored to the listeners, all the listeners that were here this day. May you speak to us all. We need a word from you. We need to hear your voice speakers. We need to feel your presence. Lord, we are lost without you. We want to thank you that we will call upon your name. And when you call upon your name, we are sure that you will answer. And you will show us mighty things we know not of. So in Jesus' name, we bless you for coming to us. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. And I thank God for giving us a chance again to speak into your lives, into your homes, wherever you are, in your cars, to speak to you today. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Mount Zion's Missions, we are celebrating 30 years as a ministry. Awesome, awesome experience. Has it been always good? No. We've experienced the fire, we've experienced the floods, we've experienced the lion's dens, we've experienced the storms, we've experienced disappointments, we've experienced the highs, the mountain tops, we've experienced the valleys. But guess what? We've always experienced God walking with us and talking with us. And like Moses and the children of Israel, we've experienced the crossing of the Red Sea. Praise God. And the same God that led Moses and the children of Israel through the Red Sea on dry ground is the same God that led us, praise God. Yes, we've had our Pharaohs chasing, and yes, God did for us what he did for Pharaoh back then. And I thank God because that he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever he will be. He will never change. He is the same. He's an unchanging God. Praise the name of God. And so he's given us an awesome team for our 30th anniversary. So as we celebrate with joy and happiness. And I want to say to you, Mount Zion's Missions, we are so full of excitement There's excitement among the children. There's excitement among the youth. There's excitement among the middle-aged persons. There's excitement among the men. There's excitement among the women. Senior citizens are excited. We're excited all over Mount Zion's missions because we believe that God, given us this word, is about to do something strange and awesome and powerful and supernatural. And he has started it. This year started off on a real bang for us. And we were seeing the hand of God. And we were really experiencing the glory of the Lord in our services. And as I said to you, our church is marked by the glory of the Lord. The Lord told us from the very beginning when we started out 30 years ago to bury the Bible, open up Isaiah 60, and we can guarantee that his glory will rest in the house. As long as we obey and follow, that we will see the glory of the Lord. And we've been seeing the glory of the Lord mounting and building. And we've been going from glory to glory. And at the 30th year now, we've seen an explosion of God's magnificent glory. And God's glory is his manifested presence, his manifested attributes, his manifested characteristics, his manifested power. Hallelujah. Moses said to God in Exodus 33, God, I need your presence to go with me.
Yes.
How else will they know that there's a defining people in the earth, a different people in the earth? What will define us from them except your presence? And God said to him, my glory shall go with you. And they will know that you are my people. Praise God. And Moses saw the glory of God. And Moses experienced God's glory in a profound way. And then the people saw the glory of God and Moses. At one point, he had to put a veil on his face because of the glory. So the glory also comes with by his manifested presence. Praise the name of God. And so we are experiencing 30 years, and God has given us a powerful word. It's the dawning of a new era and new day. It's our kingdom jubilee year of fulfillment. It's like a woman that's been expectant for 9 months, and now she's feeling the pangs of, you know, childbirth. She's feeling the pangs of labor pains, contractions, and she's expectant. She goes to the doctor and she says, I'm having contractions. The doctor knows exactly what stage she's at. She's about to give birth to a baby. He wants to check and see how dilated she is. But at least he knows at the end of all of the exercise, at the end of her full dilation, at the end of that, she will give birth to a baby. And so I believe when God spoke about our year of fulfillment, that he's saying, you're about to give birth to something awesome, something great, something supernatural, something wonderful. And so we've been through all of those years, contractions, you know, are on us now, but we've gone through the years of labor, carrying the baby, you know, and of course, before the labor starts, we've experienced all of the hardships of carrying a baby. Mm-hmm. And when a mother's pregnant, and I've experienced that twice, and I've been honored to experience it twice.
Yes.
Carrying a son and then a daughter. You go through such change in your body, such change in everything, your taste in your mouth, changing your size, changing every single thing.
All this change to your
changing
diet.
Your attitude, right. Changing your likes and dislikes,
you.
Changing your diet, changing all that kind of stuff. And some women, I wouldn't say I was like that, but some women can be a little bit miserable. Uh-huh. And I know my husband wouldn't say I was miserable. Praise God.
Graceful.
Praise God. But changes. But to change. And we've gone through the changes, like the pregnancy. But guess what? Hallelujah. It was worth it all because now we are about to give birth to something really awesome. And we're seeing significant things happen in our church. And we're seeing God raising up people that we never thought of. Perhaps we never imagined that he would use to come to us and speak to us and encourage us and bless us. People from not just Barbados, from across the nations, you know, to say, God has said this to me. God has said to do this for this church and do this for this ministry. And the desires of our hearts are being met because the glory is in the house. And bless God, it's our year of fulfillment. I've been sharing for the last 2 weeks on our first main point in this teaching or this preaching, And the first main point was arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And I talk about being able to rise up and shine. Get up from a state of, you know, sitting down, state from where you feel that you know you're disfavored, where you feel complacent, where you feel distressed, where you feel I can't do it, where you feel it can't be done, where you feel I'm hurting so badly, I can't go on, where you feel nobody wants me to be around them, and nobody can see me, where you feel I don't know if God is with me, I don't feel I can make it. All of those areas that you've gone through, God is saying despite all of that, he's mandating you. He's asking you to get up, rise up, and shine. For your light, the light of the glory of the Lord, is on you. Praise God. I don't know if you, a man of God, you know, pastor in a church that's gone through some discouraging times, and somehow you feel as though you've wasted your time. No, you haven't. The Lord is saying today, rise up. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord, his manifested power, is upon you. And God's about to show you off to the enemy and show you off to the world. Praise God. I don't know if you are a young lady, you know, going through some stuff, and you're discouraged, disheartened. You feel there's nobody there to talk to, nobody to listen to you, nobody to share your mind with. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that God is watching you. God is with you, and he's saying to you today, rise up and shine, because his glory is coming upon you, so you can shine and be whom God has called you to be. God will, you know, one of the things that really encourages me, Apostle Chris, is that no matter what we go through as Christians, God has promised that he will never leave us. And he's faithful when he says that. And he always keeps his word. He never leaves. I've never gotten a morning of my life and felt like I was alone and God was not there. Maybe sometimes you feel a bit lonely. But one of the things that I was always guaranteed about, that I always felt sure about, is that God was with me. Yeah. I'm sure you felt the same way. I'm sure those of you that are listening, you feel the same way. That God kept his word and he stayed with you. So you know, I wanted to recap last week that God has said to us to rise and shine. And I want to go into the next main point about this is the dawning of your new day. And all of us will go through a time where there's darkness, midnight. And the darkest hour is just before dawn. And sometimes people give up just before the dawn. Sometimes people give up when it's the darkest time. They think it will never get better. They think they'll never have a new day. They think they'll never have a new dawning. And the enemy is so, you know, uncouth and ungodly. He'll come to you and tell you, man, it doesn't make sense. What's the sense of carrying on? What's the sense of, you know, going to church? What's the sense of pursuing this? What's the sense of still serving God when all of these things has gone wrong and your life is in chaos and your children aren't serving God and you've lost your son and your husband has walked away and it doesn't look like anything good is going to happen? That's the darkest hour before dawn. But I guarantee you, as I feel to say to you today, your dawn is about to break forth. Praise God. Your dawn is about to shine. Praise God. Even Jesus, Apostle Chris, experienced darkness in the tomb. It took him through the streets of Jerusalem. They put lots of stripes on him, 36 stripes on his back. They spat on him. They tore his beard. They did all kinds of stuff to him. They put him on the cross. They punched his side and blood and water came out. You know, they did him the worst you can think of. So he went through his dark time too. He cried out, my God, why have thou forsaken me? And then they put him in the tomb and they gloated. I can imagine the devil saying, I got him good. But Jesus said that he will come back.
He'll come back
on the third day. And they said, well, no, that fella said when he was here with us, that he is going to come back the third day. So we're going to make sure we seal the tomb.
Yeah, secure it.
Seal this tomb, secure the tomb. Yeah. And they seal it.
Make it impossible.
And made it, and put guards.
Yes.
They put so many guards to guard that tomb so that there was no chance that Jesus could come back and have a dawning of a new day, to have his new day, He will forever be sealed in that dark place. I'm just saying this to you, that Jesus, as he said, on the third day, there was an earthquake. Bless God.
Wow.
It was an earthquake. And I believe that you're about to have an earthquake experience.
Amen.
God's about to give somebody an earthquake experience.
A rumbling.
Praise God. There's a rumbling in your life. There's a rumbling in your home. There's a rumbling in your situation. God is about to give you an earthquake. And then an angel came and rolled the stone away. And those soldiers that were there guarding, they fell back like dead men. They weren't able to see exactly the whole miraculous sign.
Too
much glory and power. Hallelujah.
Impossible. Never
and presence of God.
Amazing.
Jesus. Wonderful glory of God. Hallelujah. And if that same spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwell in us, shall quicken our mortal bodies. We shall experience the glory that Jesus experienced. And we can start to believe God in our darkest times that the glory of God will come and we will experience our new day. Jesus came forth as he said. Jesus came forth as he promised and he experienced his new day. And in his coming forth, that change your whole, you know, the whole era of mankind. When he came forth, mankind was never the same. Because for us now, we live in a new era where we have salvation and glory and power. Praise the Lord.
And we have joy and hope.
Oh, yes. And we have a hope of tomorrow.
Yes.
That even though we die, we come back one day for eternity to live with Jesus. And have a new body. Praise the name of God. It changed the paradigms for all mankind. It set a new trend. If Jesus came forth, so can we. Praise the name of God. And so he came with he came in this new era that has never happened before. Right? And of course we know that he is the God who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The King of glory came forth triumphantly. Having taken the keys of death and hell. And the raw truth is that Jesus rose in victory from the death, the hell and the grave. And he took those keys for our deliverance, for our salvation, for our victory. It's God's plan for us to have our own new day and our own new era. Just like he had, we shall have. Praise the name of the Lord. And of course, I'm so glad that that Sabbath came and the dawn came. Praise God. And the first of the week, Mary and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb to look for an empty tomb. An empty tomb, what they found, that the stone was rolled away and his clothes were just folded neatly because he had a new day. Praise God. And I also want to remind you of Paul and Silas when they were in prison and they sang and worshiped God at midnight. Praise God. I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to still worship God. The enemy brings things against us. He sends all sort of missiles and attacks and hindrances against us because he wants us to stop singing. He wants us to lose our song and be dejected and distressed. But they sang songs in the prison and the other prisoners heard them. And praise God, after a while, after a minute, after the dark times had passed, the Bible says that the angel of God came and loosed them and the chains fell off. Not just off of them, but those that also were in the prison and they were freed because God gave them the dawning of a new day. The day opened with them free of chains and bondages because it's God's will that we not be in prison and we be in bondage. That we have a new day free of all those encumbrances, all the hindrances that the enemy put in our way. Praise God. The disciples experienced a new day on the day of Pentecost. They waited for the Holy Spirit as directed by Jesus. And the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the new day, that new day, when that day could fully come, when they done all the repentance and spent all the time, you know, making sure that things were right in their lives and searching themselves and seeking God and giving what belonged to him. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, a day is coming.
Yes.
In all of our lives,
everyone,
hallelujah, we'll get a breakthrough we've never had before.
Amen.
Can I encourage somebody, your new day is coming? Can I encourage somebody to hold on in there? Hang in there. You're not going to die. You will live and not declare You will live and die or not and declare the glory of the Lord. I know the doctor might have given you a diagnosis that frightened you, but I'm here to prophesy to you that you're not going to die, but you will live for God and you will declare his glory in the earth. Praise the Lord. You will have a new day. Hallelujah. The disciples had a new day. And these men, these disciples that were wishy-washy, that couldn't cast out the devil, that were doubting and all of that, you know, that Jesus had to rebuke them many times. These men were turned into mighty men of God, men that knew the power of God, men that said to the authorities, we would rather obey God than man. And when they were challenged with prison, they went to prison, and they were beaten and all of that. And they had the stripes to show it. And they came back out of prison, went back to the same town square and stood in the same spot and preached the same gospel about the same Christ because they had a new day. In your new day, you don't go back to the old person that you were. You were a new person in Christ. Hallelujah. And you do things new and different because the Holy Spirit is upon you. So they had an experience with the Holy Spirit in their new day. So I'm saying to somebody, be hopeful. Be excited. Be happy. Have joy. God don't want you broken down and sad anymore. Praise God. He wants you to know that it's your new day. Praise God. And Peter also, you know, when he was in prison and they wanted to, and Herod had brought him forth the same night. Peter was sitting between two soldiers, bound in two chains, with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. Amen. And a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Amen. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind up thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto them, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Praise God. And he went out and he had his new day. Praise God. Started his new day. And the angel went, and as the angel went with him, the big gate in the city opened automatically. I want to say to you, in your new day, those gates that came as a barricade to you, God will cause them to open for you automatically. Amen. Those hindrances that your enemies put in your way, that becomes a barricade to you, will now be open to you automatically in your new day. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Your chains are falling off. All of the things that held you back are falling off. And God is giving you victory after victory after victory. You have to believe because God, you know, God means it. Praise God. And we thank God today because you're hearing his word and you believe in his word and you know that God is with you. And I want to encourage you that God knows what's happening to you and God knows what you're going through and God has a plan for you. For he says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to bless you and give you hope and give you a good future. When the enemy plans against you, God plans for you. Praise the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And the glory brings that new day. Praise God. That glory brings the new day. And it also causes the visible presence of God to be manifested around you. Praise God. It causes a rising of the light of God to be upon you. Oh, praise the name of God. The glory of the Lord, hallelujah, is that reflection of his Holy Spirit upon you. Is that light upon you that shines in a dark world? Praise God. Is that call to respond to God's glory and to rise up and shine? Oh, praise God. Is the reflection of the divine character and perfection of God upon you. Thank God for his glory upon you, giving you a new day with all those things that are happening. You are having a new day. Now, I just want to take a few minutes before I close, let you know that we're going to be having another bus ride coming up shortly. Praise God. And we're going to St. Philip. Praise God. And on the bus ride, because we're celebrating 30 years as a ministry, we're giving 30 persons boarding the buses free bus fare. We've done it for the last 2 weeks, and this is going to be a third week coming up. We're going to have another week. We're doing it four times. We're going to the four corners of Barbados. The four corners of Barbados. And when we go to the four corners of Barbados, we're releasing the glory and the presence and the power. And with all the violence that's happening in the nation, we're coming against the spirit of violence,
good news,
lawlessness, and crime. And we're releasing the good news of salvation. We declare that Jesus is Lord. That he is still God of Barbados.
Amen.
That he is still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so we're going you know, to be out there again, you know, doing the will of God, you know, and meeting with those commuters on the buses and thanking God for the chance to be able to pay the bus fare of 30 persons. And then the final bus ride will be coming up at the end of the month, and we're going to Sam Lawrence Castle. Praise God. And so we're going to be doing the same thing. 30 bus fares, we'll be paying for 30 persons getting on the bus. And we've been enjoying it. Man, it has been fabulous. Praise God. And don't forget, we're having a celebration every month at Mount Zion Missions. And of course, this month, January, we have the bus ride. Praise God. And the next month, February, we're going to be going back to all the communities that we've visited in Barbados. And we've covered almost every community we can imagine. Praise God. We have worked in areas that are predisposed to crime and violence, like Gold Hill and Eden Lodge. We have worked in Chapman Lane and New Orleans and then Deacon's Farm. We're visiting those areas. We're also visiting other areas. We've been into Trent's in St. Lucie and Hainesville in St. James. And those areas that God has sent us into, they're going back into those areas with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're taking the gospel to the people that need it. Praise the name of God. And we're having one major crusade in the month of March. Praise God. And we're trusting God that souls will be saved. We're trusting God that His Spirit will convict and convince those persons that are hearing the word that He's still God and that He's still powerful. And that He's still safe, and that He still changes, and that He's still Lord of all, and that He's the Lord who has been the people's guide for past 300 years. And as we prophesy, if He's still on people's side, we have no doubts and fears. We really should not fear if He's on our side. But listen, if we don't put Him on our side, we have all reasons to fear. I want to give God thanks for the sponsors of this program, Nature Eyes Landscapes, who are happy to always come and landscape your property. I pray that the Lord will bless them completely and the Lord will cause them to prosper and succeed in all that they do. In Jesus' name, praise God. Thank you very much for listening to our program today. Thank you very much for all of the things that God is going to do with us and through us. And I pray that you will visit us sometime at Mount Zion's Missions.
Those are always
welcome. Our number at Mount Zion's 422-2512. And 432-6479. 432-6479 and 422-2512. God bless you. We are excited to bring the word of God to you every Friday morning at 11:30 a.m. God bless you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.